Chapter 17. It proved of excellent advantage to me now, that when I was a boy, I used to take great delight in standing at a basket maker's, in the town where my father lived, to see them make their wicker ware, and being, as boys usually are, very officious to help, and a great observer of the manner in which they worked those things, and sometimes lending a hand, I had by these means full knowledge of the methods of it, and I wanted nothing but the materials, when it came into my mind, that the twigs of that tree from whence I cut my stakes, that grew might possibly be as tough as the sallows, willows, and osiers in England, and I resolved to try. Accordingly, the next day I went to my country house, as I called it, and cutting some of the smaller twigs, I found them to my purpose as much as I could desire, whereupon I came the next time prepared with a hatchet, to cut down a quantity, which I soon found, for there was great plenty of them. These I set up to dry within my circular hedge, and when they were fit for use I carried them to my cave. And here, during the next season, I employed myself in making, as well as I could, a great many baskets, both to carry earth, or to carry or lay up anything, as I had occasion. And though I did not finish them very handsomely, yet I made them sufficiently serviceable for my purpose. Thus, afterwards, I took care never to be without them. And as my wicker ware decayed, I made more, especially strong, deep baskets to place my corn in, instead of sacks, when I should come to have any quantity of it. Having mastered this difficulty, and employed a world of time about it, I bestirred myself to see, if possible, how to supply two wants. I had no vessels to hold anything that was liquid, except two runlets, which were almost full of rum, and some glass bottles, some of the common size, and others which were case bottles, square, for the holding of water, spirits, and see I had, not so much as a pot to boil anything, except a great kettle, which I saved out of the ship, and which was too big for such as I desired it, viz., to make broth, and stew a bit of meat by itself. The second thing I fain would have had was a tobacco pipe, but it was impossible to me to make one. However, I found a contrivance for that too, at last. I employed myself in planting my second rows of stakes or piles, and in this wicker working all the summer or dry season, when another business took me up more time than it could be imagined I could spare. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.